And he says, stand unto me.
Nange,
me too, I will get back to you. But he too will ask him this word. And we ask him, how do they turn? And we ask him, is there your roundabout that we can turn on it to you? And we meet you in any place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he tells me there is no roundabout except turning our minds because our Father is in heaven. And our thoughts turn onto back to heaven. And we think of a way we shall get back to meet the Father. And we search out for the way which can reach us there. And what is required of us to do to be able to go back to heaven. When we turn our thoughts, it will get back to take care of us, that we may not get lost on the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I thank that for him.
For
now, I know how I can turn to him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
All
the glory and the honor is his, for the good moment he's given us. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, the ministry is called the New Generation with the Full Knowledge of God. And we serve unto all nations, in all tongues, in all the clans. And we fulfill the intention of our Master Jesus, which is in Revelation 7. For he has to redeem from the nations, clans, and languages. And this is done for the nation of Uganda, as we proceed on to fulfill the call upon our nation, to prepare all nations for the second coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What hinders us to speak the word that we are going to pray is because this generation, God wants the world to be filled with his knowledge. As it is in Isaiah 11 verse 9, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the water spread over the sea. Habakkuk 2:14,
and
he tells us again that thus the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread over the sea. Now, to a feeling of knowledge, it can never happen when there's no teaching. And this is the intention of the Master Jesus, to put up disciples and apostles and all spiritual gifts as they are, to make all nations disciples, as it is in Matthew 28:18-19. Praise Jesus. To make all disciples, that the world be filled with knowledge. Praise Jesus so much. And it sent us for followers, but they who have been taught.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And this we fight for it so much. For the Holy Spirit has chosen to be unto us so much, according to Hosea 4. And he says, there's no knowledge of God in the world.
It's
God has a charge with them on the world. There's no knowledge of God on earth. In verse 6 he says,
this
people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
as we summarize that issue, if you don't get knowledge, you have no eternal life. Yet it's the intention of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For in John 17, verse 3 he says, eternal life is to know the one true God in Christ Jesus is sent. And what proves that we have held eternal life, which is eternal, is when we have knowledge and we understand Christ. Now, without study, we can never understand that.
And
you cannot prove that you have eternal life. After you possess life, all the rest is very easy. Praise Jesus. The world tells us that word, and it disappears from us as a church. They say that life is wealth, but who is life? John 14:6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is, when you get life, you've already gotten the way. And you've already gotten the truth of everything. Praise Jesus. What we need as a church is much.
But if
we get life and know Him and we hold Him, that's what God wants to keep within us. Praise Jesus. Like the greatest treasure we possess in us. And the world speaks it every day. The Spirit sends it in their mouth. Life is wealth. But who minds and knows Him? Even church never minds of that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the seasons of knowledge have come. And we have to mind so much to prove this well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We're going to see God just doing them. For when we study, we know how we shall pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And as we've been doing every day, the brief changes is going to be happening like this.
That
on that Tuesday,
we are
in the repenting of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, I will accept Him to give me His office, that He may use me to lead that prayer and that repentance. For the first 30 minutes, we begin from 4. We shall first study how they repent, as we've been doing, and then we enter the prayer. Now after that, we worship and praise, and we go
start
the skins of the devil. And on Wednesday, in the prayer of warfare, 30 minutes studying,
30
minutes prayer of warfare, I'll be leading as the Spirit will help. You will not be here. You will be missing many things. Praise Jesus so much. And all the prayers are going to be like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And today, that's why it's changed briefly. We've been going to study how to rebuild the Father. But it will begin in the morning from sharp 9.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you know how God turns to your side, when you turn God to your side, you will be a very wealthy person. You will be a person having all things. For if God is on your side, who can there be your enemy?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But right now, because of that word, that is how the program will be moving.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are proceeding with the journey of heaven. But before we go right there, I want to start with the word of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is a word yearned so much in this world today.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
word dogs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to see briefly in 5 minutes. What does the word dogs mean?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
we find ourselves, and people are made dogs right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You always hear that word. It's happening in the world. And things like churches are speaking about it, that they already became dogs themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That word, and it's like interpreted like something of glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
it may prove that it's not glorious according to Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it's not glorious at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, there are words come in the world, and the person says, guy. It's a nice, wise word. But they mean gay. Are you eating them? Homosexuality. When they call you guy, hi guy. How guy, how we eat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You may find that it
seems glorious, but it's no glory in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
According
to Isaiah,
Isaiah 56:10,
the word of wisdom. Let's pass that word through. Explained of it in those minutes. This time we move with the end of heaven. Let's read on this. Isaiah 56:10.
Abakumi bebaziva maso. Abakumi bebaziva maso. Bonna tebalina kumanya. Bonna mbwa nsiru siru. Tebayinza kuboggola.
You heard very clear.
Atonda buli waleete ekigambo mbwa.
Anytime God brings the word dogs,
akireetamu obusiru bungi.
He brings in with it much foolishness.
But
these are watchmen on the watchtower.
Who
would have said foreseers of us who see from far
for us. He
said that dogs without knowledge and wisdom.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
You
know, God says,
Matthew 23, that
these leaders are blind girls.
But
when he brings them back here,
he
calls them dogs without knowledge.
Isaiah 56:10.
Bonna mbwa
nsiru siru tebayinza kuboggola. Nga baloota, nga bagalamira, nga baagala okubongoota. Weewaawo mbwa za mululu.
Balina emirulu.
They have mighty appetites.
Kwegamba buli wayogera embwa awulirira ddala
temukutamukama
abagabiridde abawadde amayumba
abaddenaye
temwagaladde okumumanya mwongera kumusabiriza. Mbwa za mululu.
Dogs which are greedy.
When
anytime God speaks dogs in the Bible, you wonder what glory of God appears within dogs. Except teaching just us according to its actions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And when he said
that dogs are also full of greed and have much appetite, they don't get satisfied all days. 40 years, the pastor preaches,
that
money robs, never gets satisfied. Listen properly.
Isaiah 58:11.
Wewao
mbwa za mululu teziyinza kukuta ennaku zonna. Ne bano basumba abatayinza kutegeera.
Kwegamba alabira ddala
ye
bwagenda n'abakyusaamu agamba abasumba abo mbwa zennyini nga bwe
bazoogera.
We are not
abusing any
person.
But there are ones which come in the world.
And
God never wants and loves them at all.
And
to get his people, you call them dogs. It is a very different abusing word.
These
are shepherds who are like dogs themselves. God may give you a word which is going to spoil you within the people and you don't know. Now God may leave that word to spread within the world. But after its light will come out, the one who brought the dogs will get ashamed.
Isaiah 56:11. Bonna bakyamidde mu kkubo lyabwe bo. Buli muntu eri amagoba ge. Okuva mu njuyi zonna boogera nti mujje n'akima omwenge.
Kati bayita abamawanga
jangu. Now they call the heathens from every place.
Ejje Mukama alikuza
kujja. God is restoring.
Abalaba era amanyi ne kye bakola nti zo zennyini zembwa
zennyini. Everything they do they are the dogs.
Ziyitana abantu okuva mu mawanga.
They copy from different nations.
Zisobole okubanyaganira.
That they can grab them again. For they never get satisfied.
And
who is changing
wisdom?
And who is added on understanding? What happens
there?
Is there understanding?
Is
there knowledge of God?
Isaiah 56:12.
Bogera nti mujje
n'akima omwenge ne twekatankira ekitamiisa n'olwenkya luliba ng'olwaleero olukulu olutenkanika
era nga bongera yongerayo ennaku
zino
bwe ziggwako nga bongerako
ennaku
Yesu yewe.
Praise Jesus.
For many Bible, you know,
the Bible reveals everything and lays it bare. It seasons to come out.
They don't eat
every day. They have more days of dogs.
Yes, yewe.
Praise Jesus. If you are a new person, don't get saddened. Or you may get saddened toward God. It's not me who wrote these things down. They don't cease to add more days. Every day they add more days. Let's add more days. God said, let's add more days.
Tuli mu Isaiah 58:8 n'olunyiriri olw'12.
Isaiah 56:12.
Boogera nti mujje n'akima omwenge ne twekatankirira ekitamiiza n'olwenkya luliba ng'olwaleero olukulu olutenkanika.
Oluwulidde bulungi? Katugende mu lwa
22:15.
Ekigambo kino eky'amagezi kizze.
This word of wisdom has come.
Kubanga tukyeyongera n'olugendo
lw'eggulu. We're moving on with the journey of heaven.
Era tugenda okulaba Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu
n'era. See Jerusalem of heaven again.
Nga tulabira ddala essanduuko y'amateeka.
And we see the ark of the covenant.
Esinganu w'amasekati g'abakerubi.
Found in the midst of the cherubim.
Naye abamu ku batalina kuyingira mu kibuga kino Yerusalemu.
Who shouldn't enter Jerusalem?
Bawulirize bulungi.
Hear them very well here.
Tuli mu kubikula essula ya 22.
Revelation 22:15.
Ebweru yeri embwa.
Abatalina kuyingira mu kibuga kya
Enter Jerusalem of heaven.
Ze embwa zino ensanvu.
There are 77 dogs. I'm not abusing. If it is God who abuses this foolishness of the dogs, let that foolishness get out of us. Outside are the dogs. They will enter Jerusalem of God. And there are dogs as you hear it. There are many, many dogs. You know, when in the synagogues or churches or
cousins,
they don't tell you things that you just accept what you don't understand. But here with the full knowledge of God, everything we nourish, we don't follow something which is not in scriptures. Let them come and explain these dogs unto us in the Bible.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We are warning all. If the devil deceived them in that word, let them align themselves in the word of God. For there is the light of the word of God, which lightens what dogs are. Listen, Proverbs.
Atulimu kubikula essuula ya 22:15.
Revelation 22:15.
Ebweru yeri embwa n'abalogo.
Anytime
you are in the door, you must be a magician. You are an immoral person. That's why they kiss themselves public. You are immoral, very bad people. And even offer money, the one who kiss best in the people will be paid for that. If you are a dog, you cannot exceed, you can't be immoral. And the other, let's see.
Atulimu kubikula 12:15.
Revelation 22:15.
Nti abenzi n'abasi.
Babira basi.
They are murderers.
Nga wayingidde mu kibinja kya bwe omunda.
Enter their group inside.
Wali yesali
kamwe. They have wild prayers.
Basabira bannaabwe ebibi.
They pray evil for others.
Mm-hmm. Kubikula 22:15.
Revelation 22:15.
N'abasinza ebifaananyi.
Babeera n'ebifaananyi.
They are idolaters.
Tebakyasinza Katonda.
They no more worship God.
Nebaza omusumba oyo.
I thank that pastor.
Byankoledde bingi.
He did many things for me.
Musumba Katonda yakola.
Pastor working or God working?
Nebaza Katonda wa mutume.
I thank the God of apostles.
Kubanga ankoledde.
For he has worked for me.
Ate owoolimwebaza.
When will you ever thank your God?
There are many idols
within those dogs.
Revelations 22:15.
They all practice falsehood.
They will never enter Jerusalem.
Even if you've not done them. But you're there, you feel you love them. You may not have people abusing, but you see the people who speak profane and they say you've done it best. You too, God has a case upon you. Though you look onto the television of the dogs, those stations, and you begin to clap for the dogs. You too, you are a dog yourself. Tell me who you pass with. That is Amos 3:3. Two cannot move together unless you agree.
So
you see and you say, God, what is this?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
As we wind up in this,
2
Peter
chapter 2, verse 22. Kyabatuukirirako ng'olugero olw'amazima bwe luli nti embwa eddidde ebisesemye byayo.
Embwa,
a dog.
Oba kuyita embwa.
When they call you a dog,
oba muntu alina okulya ebisesemye.
You are a person who has to turn back to your vomit and eat vomit.
Olina okuddayo n'oyenda n'obano.
You have to go back still commit adultery and fornication. That's why they trained you those things.
Bakola n'embaga zaabyo.
And they make weddings for it. You thought they are wedded people. Yet they have sent you to adultery. But the training was done in the immediate time. Don't fear to do those things publicly. That's what they told you. In that word of kissing publicly. They went back to their evil works of magic and sorcery. You may even think they have abandoned it.
Second Peter 2:22.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Those
three verses you've heard and the number of them. There are many other numerals in this Bible and they speak of dogs.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
And
the dog has nowhere it has to be. Its actions, it's the gospel preached to us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And we get warned never to do them.
That's
why the Bible says the gospel of the creation spread all over. Now you cannot begin to resemble it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. We thank God for that word of wisdom. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go to a journal of heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to go to the next one. 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 I'm going
Praise Jesus. If someone tells you, you dog, you can slap the person for that. How can you dare call me a dog? After the devil blinds your eyes like this, they can tell you dogs and you feel joy for that. All that, let's leave that aside. All they will follow it.
And,
that explain to God meaning that. For God has his own understanding, and it's not of the human beings.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
It's
what we've studied in the Holy Scriptures.
May
God bless you for that. Let's get back to Jerusalem of heaven, where they have rejected the dogs to enter. Our journey usually begins from planet where we are. Let's put ladders there and we rise up from our planet Earth. We enter Jerusalem of heaven. See the Ark of the Covenant. We are in Genesis 28, verse 10. We enter Jerusalem of heaven. And we shall reach the center of that city. We see more concerning the Ark of the Covenant, which is the center midst of the Kelvin. God bless you as we read this scripture. Genesis 28, verse 10.
Yakobo n'ava e Beeruseba n'agenda e Kalani. N'atuuka mu kifo, n'asulawo n'akesa obudde. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde, n'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo, n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka.
Tumanyi nga yali ku nsi yaffe.
We know that he was on planet Earth.
Ensi entone nnyo.
A very small planet. But you see the other image on the other side. He was sleeping right there. But he's going to see stairways which come from Jerusalem of heaven, and they're coming down on planet
and
angels are coming down on it.
Genesis 28,
verse 12.
Nalote kirooto era laba amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka. Netiko yago ngetuse muguru.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yalaba madara.
He saw stairways.
Gafu kutoka kumulyango
eguru. They come from the door of heaven.
Paka munsi ya
coming munda. Down to planet inside. Planet
yes,
Earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Na yeka tulabe chechikirako.
And let us see what comes from those ladders. Genesis 28:12.
Era laba bamalaika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo. Era laba Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu wago. Nayogera nti nze Mukama Katonda wa Ibulayimu jjajjaawo era Katonda wa Isaaka. Ensi gy'ogalamiddeko ndigikuwa ggwe n'ezzadde lyo. N'ezzadde lyo linaabanga ng'enfuufu y'oku nsi era olibuna ebugwanjuba n'ebuvanjuba n'obukiika obwa kkono n'obwa ddyo. Ne mu ggwe ne mu zzadde lyo ebika byonna eby'omu nsi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Amen. And he saw these ladders. The angels were ascending on it and descending. These angels
are
in the city of Jerusalem of heaven.
The
first created heaven.
In
this realm above. Even though we have the second heaven and the third heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let's enter in this city.
Hebrews
12:22.
We have seen this journey from you for a long
time. Hebrews 12, verse 22.
Hebrews 12:22. Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'ekkanisa eyabereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Yesu
yebazibwasankana
tukwaniriza mu Yerusalemu
ekyomukulu
ekibuga kya Katonda omulamu
tuzze
tukiraba mu foundation zaakyo
obaho
omulandi
12
era kankano tuli mu masekati gaakyo
netugezaako
okugamba
amasekati
gaakyo ge gano wano twagawulako era twatandika okulaba bakerubi
bano
n'entebe y'ekisa Yesu
yebazibwa.
Kulaba esanduuko
y'amateeka.
Tukyagenda mu maaso
okulaba.
Oluvannyuma lwa tujja kulaba ekyoto kya
Katonda.
Ennyanja y'omuliro
w'etandika.
Yesu yebazibwa. Kale nga tukyagenda mu maaso n'okulaba esanduuko
y'amateeka.
Mwawulirako mu Isirayiri. Kyali kifaananyi
kyayo. Naye
ng'oligino yaayo ekyaliyo mu ggulu. Era nga bwe kyawandikwa mu kubikkuli lwa 11.
N'eyeekaalu ya Katonda ey'omuggulu n'ebikkulwa ne walabika mu yeekaalu ye essanduuko y'endagaano ye ne wabaawo okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ekikankano n'omuzira mungi
essanduuko eno y'amateeka
kikyaliyo
mu bwakabaka buno
obw'omuggulu
era nga mu biro biri tusomye ku bulamu bwayo
ne
tulaba ekitabo kya Katonda
ekitabo
ekiramu ekirimu ebigambo ebiramu ekirimu ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku
nsi
Yesu yebazibwa tuzze tulaba bino byonna essanduuko y'amateeka n'obulamu bwayo mu kubikkulirwa bitaano
in Revelations 5
onyolosoka pakula omukaaga
verse 1 to 6
twalabye ku kitabo kya Katonda ekiramu
of the living book of God
ekibeera mu ssanduuko eno y'amateeka
within this ark of the covenant
mu Zakariya essuula era ey'okutaano
in Zechariah 5
onyolosoka pakula okutaano
verse 1 to 5
twalabye ku kitabo kino engeri gye kifulumamu nga kijja gye tuli
we saw how this book gets out when it comes to us
era ng'ekitabo kiramu
for the book is living
atabaddewo ojafuna notes
ezo one was not here you get those notes
oba audio
oba
ebiro bya vidiyo nga bituuse
when the videos all go
up yes you was when
praise Jesus so much
nga tukufurumizwe lweguru n'ebiri mu ggulu
release the journal of heaven and whatever is in heaven
era olwale tugenda mu maaso n'okulaba essanduuko y'amateeka
ng'ekitabo
ekitabo kya Katonda
as God is book
naye nga ekitabo kino
but this book
kirimu ebyaliwo
within it has things which were
ebiriwo
what is
n'ebigenda
okujja what is going to come
ekanyomero ketugenda okulaba
the aspect we are going to see
wano wagenda okuva ekigambo ekigamba
here is what is going to come saying
eri kutoola mu kigambo kya Katonda
there is nothing like subtracting from God's word
eri kwongeramu
there is no adding within it
eri kunyoola
there is no distorting
kubanga singa onaayongera mu kigambo kya Katonda
add in the word of God
oba ogenda eyo gye bongeramu
you are going where if you go where they add with them in
ekitabo kino ekisinganibwa mu ssanduuko y'amateeka
yoyongeramu tebiriimu what you add in is not within it
era byakubuuzibwa
and they will be asked from you
era Katonda agamba
and God says
buli muntu bajja muvuna n'okusinzira ku bigambo
bye everyone will be choose according to their words
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
byogenda okwongeramu byonna
what you're going to add in all
byonna ebyo tebiri mu ssanduuko eya mateeka
and not in the ark of the covenant
ekitabo kya Mukama
the book of God
tovula bagambe nti ku lunaku buli olw'omusango
on the day of judgment
ejja kuddamu essanduuko yebikula evemu ekitabo
ekyo open and that book will come out of it
n'obulamu bwakyo
bwonna entire life
mungeri efanana bwe
in the way like this
ebyaliwo
what was
ebiriwo
what is
n'ebigenda
okuba what is going to come
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
atusome mu kubikulirwa
let's read in Revelations
esule soka nyole 11
Revelations 1:19
kubikulirwa esule soka n'olunyiriri ole 19 kale wandika byolabye ebiriwo n'ebigenda okubaawo oluvannyuma lwebyo
Yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
eba mugamba wandike byalabye
he was told to write what you have seen
ebyo bye byaliwo
that is what was
awandike n'ebiriwo mu kiseera
ekyo he writes what is in that moment
n'ebigenda okujja
and what was going to come
Yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
ebyaliwo bifaanana bitya
what was how was it looking
Bible yeyogera
Bible says
ebyaliwo bye byaliwo ku lunensi nga tebinawo
what was were the ones when heaven and earth was not yet created
era Bible yeyogera ku byaliwo
and Bible when it speaks of what was
mu Zaburi kyende yeyogera
ku byaliwo Psalm 90 it speaks of it like this
atusomeko ku
let's read it right there
Zaburi kyende
Zaburi eya kyenda n'olunyiriri olusooka
Psalms 90 from verse 1
gamba bwe buti Mukama gwoli kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu
Praise Jesus.
We are in the
heaven and earth. There are things which were before.
Yes, you
ever praise Jesus. And these, they are what is called above the heavens. According to Ephesians chapter
4.
Right from verse
9
unto
12.
Let's go and hear right there. Why do we speak these words? We want you to understand.
There's
nothing like adding or subtracting from the Bible.
But
what is in the Ark of the Covenant? That is the book of the Lord. Within it are things which were. Are after creation of heaven and earth? What is going to be after heaven and earth has passed away? Now, what does that mean? Because that book was given to us on earth,
we
shouldn't add within it. And
there's
no subtracting from it. There's no even twisting anything. What you twist, where will you find it? Even what you add in, where will they find it? Praise Jesus. This Ark of the Covenant, when this book is out, it's in two forms. It has what we call the letter, and it has the audio. It speaks.
The
letter passes as you read your Bible here. Now on the right hand, there is a video tool speaking. When you see everything is speaking within this book. It means every side of this book. It has the audio and is reading the letters.
Speaking.
And there's a video demonstrating the letters and speaking. When you see angels, you see them speak within the book. Everything in it is living. They who are not here, you miss that part. But we saw the life of this book.
And
you can't then familiarize the word of God for the book of God. We are still seeing what was, which is found above the heavens. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 to 15.
Abefeso essula eyokuna n'olunyiro lw'omwenda. Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigambo kiwabula okugamba nti era yaka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi. Eyaka era ye wuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna. Alioka atukirize byonna.
Praise Jesus. That one who ascended on earth, the Lord Jesus, the one who ascended above the heavens, as when you pass all the heavens, where have you gone? We have gone to the beginning. Praise Jesus. We've gone to the beginning. When heaven and earth was everything concerning what was, everything is in this book with the Ark of the Covenant, and they were gathered by the Holy Spirit, wrote them within it, as in Isaiah 34 verse 16. All of them the Spirit gathered them, put them in this book. Praise Jesus. Now there is nothing which is not in this Bible. I want to before heaven and earth was created, all of them are within the Bible, just as it is in heaven. Praise Jesus.
So
when we reach heaven, as we studied, they taught me three phases. Things which were before heaven and earth existed, things which are from heaven and earth when they were created, and what is going to come when heaven and earth has passed away. Praise Jesus. When we take away heaven and earth, which are as if we have gone back to what was.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've gone to Revelation
21.
We want to take away the heaven and earth which was, which is. You see the other image. There are smaller heavens which are within the big heaven. But when we take them away, we get back in what was before. Praise Jesus.
Right now,
they are the ones which are called new, which are going to come back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go in what was.
Revelations
21 from verse 1.
Nendaba eggulu erijja n'ensi empya. Kubanga eggulu ery'olubereberye n'ensi ey'olubereberye nga bigenze.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus.
Eggulu n'ensi bino we bivaawo.
When heaven and earth get away.
Tulabe kulabe kuli gya n'ensi
ebya. We begin to see the new heaven and new earth.
Ebisinga waggulu eggulu lyo.
Which are found above the heavens.
Eyo yeri ebyasooka okubaawo.
That is what was the beginning.
Eriyo gye twasooka ffe okubeera.
That is where we first lived.
Katonda bwe yatandika.
When God began.
N'ekigambo kye.
And His word.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Ffe nani tujjibwa ku kigambo.
All of us were gotten from the word.
Ne tusooka tubeereyo eggulu n'ensi nga tebinnaba kubeerawo.
And we first lived there before heaven and earth wars.
Akati manye ekintu
kimu. Now know of one thing.
Olugendo lw'eggulu mulimu ebintu
bingi. The journey of heaven has many things.
Wabula byonna ate nga byasomebwanga tetunnabagenda.
But all of them we studied it before we went there.
Wabeerangawo mu kibuga mu masika
gye. Well, in the center of the city.
Osomera byonna.
That's where you study all.
Era bonna abatuuka mu ggulu.
All who live here.
Bonna babimanyirawo byonna.
All of them know all the secrets from there. It is revealed to them. You understand everything before you get there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Jesus,
help us to fulfill Revelation chapter 1. We are in the full knowledge of God.
Amen.
Revelations 1. We are in verse 8. Revelations 1 verse 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega. Gwayogera Mukama Katonda. Abaawo era yabaawo era jwaawo. Omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Nze Yokana muganda wammwe era sekimu mukubonaabona. Zendi Alpha ne Omega.
Yentandikwa
is the beginning. And He is the end.
Anytime
we go to what was,
we've
gone to back the one called the beginning. Revelations 1 verse 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega. Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Abaawo era yabaawo era ajja okubaawo.
Abaawo.
He who was.
Bwe bakugamba nti aliwo.
When they say that who he is.
Baawogedde ku ggulu n'ensi
eriwo. They are speaking of heaven and earth which are right now.
Aliwo.
The one who was.
Baawogedde ku biri waggulu
eggulu. They are speaking what is above the heavens.
Agenda okujja.
Who is going to come.
They
have still taken us back to above heaven.
Ggulu n'ensi eriwo bivuddewo.
When heaven and earth have passed away.
Kati Bible yawandikwa mu mitendera egyesa.
The Bible was written these three levels and criteria.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Era twagala okwogera ku mutendera gw'obukudde.
We want to speak of this next. Ebiriwo. What is.
Bijja bitya okuyitibwa ebiriwo.
How are they called what is.
Kubanga mu kitabo kino mwawandikibwamu ebiriwo kankana.
In this book was written what things which are right now.
Waliwo ategedde ebigambo
ebyo. Is there anyone who has understood this word?
Nti ebiri mu ssanduuko y'amateeka.
What is in the ark of the covenant.
Biraga ebyaliwo.
It shows what was.
Ekkulu n'ensi nga tebinnakutonda.
Before heaven and earth was created.
Ebijja ne bitulaga okutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
It shows that the creation of heaven and earth.
N'ebyo ebigenda mu maaso.
And what is moving on.
Mpaka eggulu n'ensi binaavaawo.
Until heaven and earth will pass away.
Ate mu bigenda okujja.
And we go in what is going to come.
Era bwe tutandika ekitabo ky'olubereberye.
And when we begin the book of Genesis.
Tutandika tugamba bwe tuti.
We begin by saying.
Twagala kulaba ku bino ebiriwo.
We want to see of what is.
Ntandikirewo. Olubereberye essula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 1 from verse 1.
Olubereberye Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi.
Yali olubereberye abeerawo.
Where was he when he created this?
Olubereberye yennyini gye yasinziira.
In the beginning, he best up there. Above the heavens. And he created heaven and earth which are. And people always say. Where was God when he created heaven and earth? Everything is on the ark of the covenant.
It's
in heaven.
They got
back everything in it. Now when God was creating heaven and earth, He blessed above the heavens. In the beginning. Beginning. The word beginning.
When we read the Bible,
we don't know it. How do we think of it? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Where is the beginning?
You
will just read it and you cast it aside and you go with the creation of heaven and earth. But what surprises us?
I
thank God so much for this world. For no one overcomes this world and he reaches Jerusalem and they never understand it.
Just
what they first feel it within you. Knowledge. Praise Jesus. I asked the Lord. I told him, why have you sent
me
in the world? You would have found us there and grab us by grace
tukayo,
and we reach there.
Agambe, chindu chimu.
He told me one thing. Ignorance is spread so much on
earth.
Yet my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It
has to fulfill my promises.
I said
that earth has to be filled with the knowledge of God.
As
in Isaiah 11:9. Habakkuk 2:14.
Told
me I have to fulfill my promise.
And
spoke in Daniel 12. That knowledge will spread and increase in the
last
days. And he said, I have to fulfill this word. And the other, I promise, nothing which is hidden will not be exposed. Fulfill my word. And the other, the time of people to study in Jerusalem city is finished.
I want people to reach here when they just connect
with the ones up in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We take time to study Jerusalem.
But
the seals are taken off from there. Revelation 6. All of them in heaven don't have nothing they don't know. Everything they know. But the seals are removed when you reach there. If you used to study what you don't understand in 40 years. But he said,
one day we're going to come now and just connect
with the one in Jerusalem heaven. You know all the streets before you go there. When you reach, you say, I want to go to the homeland of Jasper.
You
need to first be taught right up there. You get from down you just enter home. And you'll be proven that your home is in heaven. When you reach, you ask how to go to the homeland of Jasper. Let me go right there. I'll come back. Now, people who have been knowing have been having little knowledge. And they have to be taught more up there from the Ark of the Covenant. But I thank God so much
for
we are going to connect faith in the name of Jesus. When you reach there, you're not getting confused. When you reach, you say, Kerubi, I want to see of the master's seats. You know they have covered it and they open you to see it. You see, you know the things. You see the originals. You are not there to ask Lord, then what is that? Who are you again? Praise Jesus. Some of the
things
he told me, he reveals truth now. In this nation of us, Uganda.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
So revival, they must be
now. The revival people are expecting in the places they expect it is not there.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
You
know, our master came to do a revival. He was reviving the Old Testament for the mistakes which had happened.
But
the revival was birthed in a manger.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Many times I expect it's not there.
Even
they will bath it the way they appear. Now when you see Mary and the husband Joseph, they are carpentry work. But the revival is born there. Now, who doesn't have spiritual eyes, you can never see it.
Yes,
we have. Praise Jesus. It is hidden.
See
how it's born in the manger.
And it's
in glass. And
birthed
in a village in a manger. And they were born the birth the revival the way they appeared.
It's
any time revival comes to the world. It seeks for them to see the Lord. And they from the way it comes, it's hidden.
Amen.
Remember, it comes with serious carefulness.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we've begun to see what is, which is
really
the Ark of the Covenant. Let's get back with Genesis chapter 1.
Dubereberye esula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 1 verse 1.
Olubereberye Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi. Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumaamira ku mazzi. Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu. Ne wabaawo obutangaavu.
Ebisigadde byonna ne bitondebwa.
The principle was created, praise Jesus.
Ebyo bye biyitibwa ebiriwo.
That is what is called what is.
Okuva ku nsi yaffe eno.
From our planet Earth.
Yabeerekamu.
Which is habitable.
Okulaba ensendalo omwenda.
Seeing other nine planets.
Okulaba obwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
Seeing the kingdom of the stars.
Okulaba amagombe.
Seeing the hell.
N'omwezi.
The sun and the moon.
Eggulu lyonna.
The heaven, the entire of
it. Mulyango gwali.
Its door.
Eggulu erimu ekibuga Yerusalemu.
The heaven with Jerusalem city.
Eggulu erimu ebiramu ebina.
The heaven with the four living creatures.
N'eggulu erimu olusuku lwa
Katonda. And the heaven where the garden of God is.
Bye bye biyitibwa ebiriwo.
That is what is called what is.
Era ne byonna ebibadde biyitibwa ebiriwo kati.
Everything which has been now.
Kubanga eri Katonda.
For to God.
Olunaku olumu emyaka lukumi.
One day has a thousand years.
Emyaka lukumi olunaku olumu.
And a thousand years.
Yalaba ne bubwo leero ebyo ebiriwo.
Now where even he sees even if you are today it's what is.
Kubanga yagamba waali.
For he sees he's there. He is the God who is. Who is the God who is? But the God who is, it is the fullness of heaven and earth which is now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
speak your understanding through words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read it. Genesis
1.
Let's begin from verse 6.
Olunyiriri lw'omukaaga. Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi. Lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Katonda n'assaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga. Bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda ebbanga n'aliyita eggulu.
This is what we see up there. He called it the heaven.
We again that only heaven is
on it with the other heavens. Remember, that was the last created. That's what is called the fourth heaven. First created heaven has the seed of God. The second has the living creatures. And the third has the throne and his garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is what is, and whatever has been is what is. Now listen. Ecclesiastes. Waiting to see what is going to come. We turn to get back in what was. That's why the new heaven and new earth. They are new to us, but not unto God. Ecclesiastes 3. Verse 14 to 16.
Mubulize sura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri lwa 14. Manyi nga buli Katonda kyakola kinaabanga kyalubeerera. Tewali kintu ekiyinzika okukyongerwako newankubadde okukisalibwako.
Nti ebintu bino byakola ebyaliwo n'ebiriwo asigadde yeye
mwennyini.
Ye Katonda eyaliwo
yaliwo
leero
yagenda okujja.
Kati agamba.
Now he says.
Byoyongeramu byonna.
Whatever you will add in.
Kugenda kuba musango.
It's going to be judgment.
Kubanga bunatuka mukuru.
But when you reach heaven.
Musanduka yamateeka tebirimu ebyo byoyongeramu.
Covenant what he added is not there.
Kubanga byeti musanduka yamateeka.
Whatever is in the ark.
Mu kitabo kya Katonda.
In the book of God.
Ebyo ebyaliwo.
It's what was.
Ebiriwo.
It's what is.
Ebigenda
okujja. And what is going to come.
Kati gwe byoteekamu obijjawa.
Now whatever you add in, where are you getting it from?
Omanyi abantu banyola ekigambo kya Katonda mu lugezigezi.
People twist the word of God in wisdom.
Nga tebannabategeera.
And they've not known yet.
Kiki ekigenda mu maaso.
Who is making them do that? But remember, Genesis 3, Satan is the one who first added in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For Bible says, in Genesis 2,
15
to 16, when God put man in the garden,
he
told him eat all the other trees.
But
the tree in the middle of the garden, he shouldn't eat of it.
For
the day he does it, he will surely die. Genesis 3,
Sitani najja namugamba.
The devil came told him.
Mama katonda yugira nti muri yakumiti jona.
God said you shouldn't eat.
Na binyola.
And it twisted. Katonda
yagamba tuli yakumiti jona.
God did he say we don't eat of all trees?
Yakugamba kiri jona tuli yengambo.
Did na yela no eat of all the others?
Nimu yachi yabinyola na agamba.
He came and twisted it.
Mama katonda yagamba tuli yakumiti jona.
He said God said you shouldn't eat of all the trees.
Yabide itachifura
ne. He brought it when it's twisted.
And it told
him,
and
this
one
told
him,
eat of all the others. But the other tree,
he said
that they will eat of it, we shall die. And the devil knew people fear death. And he said, let's subtract it off. You will surely never die. Let's add it. For God knows, when you eat of it, you're going to be like him. The twisting was in, subtraction was in, and adding in it was. He who began it is the devil. All who do that, they are followers of the devil.
Though
you are not known who does that. Ignorance does not make you innocent. When we tell you this word, in the journey of heaven,
when
we are rich to study the ark and what is
in
it, for its life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And there is the book of God. But within it there are things which were, which are, when heaven and earth has been created. And what is going to come? All the new heaven and the new earth.
But
why do you speak where you're getting it from? Where is this? Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes
3:14.
Manyinga buli katonda kyakola kinabanga kyalubeerera. Tewali kintu ekiyinza okukyongerwako newankubadde okukisalibwako. Era katonda kyeyava akikola abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge. Ekiriwo kyamala dda okubaawo. N'ekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda.
Akugamba.
It tells you. Whatever you see, when you see the heaven and earth,
they are
existing. The new heaven is there looking like it. You always see those images and you ask, what are they? Heavens are within the others.
This
you see, they were already in the others. That's why in Isaiah,
speak
of the new heaven and new earth.
And
you come in Revelation and eat. The heaven you see
after,
it was already there. There is another new heaven. What we call new is what was even before. That
says,
the word is seen. It was made in the invisible.
Amen.
There is what when you reach Jerusalem and you come back without understanding, you know you never reach Jerusalem of heaven. You have another heaven you went to.
Reach
there and they tell you everything. I don't know whether people go to what heaven. The heaven of the sea, when you go there, Ezekiel
27,
the water was lifted. Remember, when you lift water, it makes a glass-like appearance. When you look on top, you see a heaven.
And you met
Jezebel under the sea.
How
they showed them that fake heaven. When you reach there, they're still building it. Yet the one who's going to build it from the foundations of earth and heaven.
Jerusalem
already finished. No one puts a brick right now.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Let
me tell you when you reach heaven. Everything is explained to you. And even though they give you a portion, you understand it so much what has been given you. And what they have given you? And here you pass the rock to reach heaven. The Bible says angels are the one who take you. You wonder what kind of
question.
What is in the book of God? When you reach there, in the ark of the covenant, and there is no rope you pass to reach heaven. And there is angels are the ones who come for you. For Lazarus, he was picked by the angels and he took him in the bosom of Abraham. Now why do they pass a rope? When you find in the book of the Lord when it's not there,
umuitako ne emigugu.
I hear you pass the rope with your luggages.
Now
you got born again and get the Christ, and now you still have luggages to pass the rope.
For another,
and the luggage is not so heavy, but they are on a rope and they are balancing not to fall down. Jesus told you, all who are
burdened,
come who are weary, I give you the rest of your spirit. Luggages to us. You go in heaven, you're passing carrying them like that. Let's be very careful. You have to be careful of them from now onwards. Not all have reached there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now let the
ark explain to you what will be. For they are going to base within it to scour out
judgments.
The book of the Lord is found within it. If you add it in, you will ask, tell God what cause you to add in. That we reached hell and the devil is the one living there. What angel Abaddon lives there? These ones are saying the devil was the leader. How can you give a prison to the thief to lead it? He can set free all the prisoners. That's why hell this book speak of an understanding. It's from the hell in the book of the Lord.
He
went to the devil at the reception. Welcoming people.
Welcome
there
to hell.
Is a word, welcome to hell. You reach there and he works on you and he gives you punishment. He aligns them down. A thief, the father of sinners, is the one giving sinners punishments. Listen like this. God said, I'll carry out vengeance. I'll pay each one as their works. God is the one who pays, not the devil.
Amen.
One woman printed a book. She went in the jaw of hell. Now when she reached the center, the devil told her, you tormented me last time, but let me be given my book. And he wrote out the punishments. He read out things which are there. Not even in the word of God at all.
A
born again is taking those stories, believing them.
Ecclesiastes 3:15. Ekyaliwo kyamala dda okubaawo, n'ekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda.
When you hear, they don't hear the new earth. It was the first to exist. Above the heaven we began from in the beginning. In what was? Before heaven and earth was created. The heaven and earth created. That's what is today. When it will pass away. In what is new heaven and new earth. But that was what was. It's where we began from. We are in a battle of going back there. Everything is in the book Bible. But what surprises me? When we started Jerusalem and came back on earth, God moved me in synagogues on earth.
And
before I started other things, and they never knew these levels. They know one thing. Arise, daughter of Zion. Cast dust off yourself and arise. I see your business. It is dust, keep it dust off.
And
things, there's no understanding. God to provide for us. He doesn't need us to shout so much. He said one thing. Seek the kingdom and righteousness. Me, I'll freely add this to you. I'll add them. And he says, remind me of concerning them. Concerning my children. And the works of my hands. Remind me. Command me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where we come to ask. But not people don't know. There's nothing like God doesn't know what we need. He knows what we need before we ask it. But he accepted us to see whether we can pray what is
needed.
And he left the space for us to be given as we pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atali mubulize sura ya 3 olunyiro 15.
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 15.
Era Katonda anoonya nate ekyo ekyayitawo. Era nate nalaba wansi w'enjuba mu kifo ekyokusaliramu emisango ng'obubi bwali eyo.
Gye twandibadde mu kanisa.
Where would have been in the church? And someone has walked different than another. Yet in that place, is the other things there. Where we should know the things that they should be. That's where we get for the world so much more than the ones in the world. We still even want to grab it from them. But they don't say, I've given authority. And you need to grab things like that. Authorities in the world. You accept God is word. And you see its power as
yes, that's
the act you are hearing of. When they held it, took it in the place. And the walls
are going to
be, they beat down everything. And Dagon stole the ark one day. The Philistines stole it and they took it in their shrine. And they slapped Dagon. If we knew the power of the word of God,
even
the to touch the Bible would have been beaten by that.
But
because the power is not in
us,
the Bible has become very weak.
Everyone,
one thing holds it and do
whatever. When we
read the Ark of the Covenant, God told me when you shall understand the Bible, these who have taken it under the sea and they are twisting it, they will see a light coming out of it and arrows will come out of it and they will run from the sea and the book has become wild.
Amen.
Its power is going to come out to be manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
After filling these words in our lives, they are going to be empowered. Even when you speak the Bible, the hearts of people begin to shake. They are being heated up in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 16.
Era nate nalaba wansi w'enjuba ekifo ekyokusaliramu emisango ng'obubi bwali eyo. N'ekifo ekyobutuukirivu ng'obubi bwali omwo. Ne njogera mutima gwange nti Katonda yalisalira emisango egy'obutuukirivu n'obubi. Kubanga eyo eriyo ekiseera eky'ekigambo kyonna n'omulimu gwonna. Ne njogera omutima gwange nti kiba bwe kityo olw'abaana b'abantu Katonda alyoke abakeme balabe nga bo bennyini bali ng'ensolo obusolo. Kubanga ekyo ekituuka ku baana b'abantu kye kituuka ku nsolo. Ekigambo kimu ekibatuukako ng'eyo bwefa n'oyo bwafa bwatyo.
When the body dies, what remains? You die like a pig. The difference, even the pig is better.
For
the meat of a pig is eaten, but who eats the meat of a human being? And its spirit gets direct back to God. But the one of a human being does many things, goes to hell. I see a pig is eaten, human beings. At least its meat is eaten.
But
the meat of a human being, who can eat it? And we take care of the body so much. How much man have you injected in your body? More so the women. For this people put in
food.
But women go beyond that.
The hair,
the eyelids, everywhere you put money in. The nails.
Even
the lashes have begun to add more. Even the nails, they had more nails on themselves. They even buy bumps. You see them passing, you feel that you think it's a real bump. In your body you inject much money. For just eating you eat. But all that is there. But I want to tell you one thing. Like this Ark of the Covenant. Within it is things which were. Before heaven and earth existed. And within it are all things which are. Ever since heaven and earth was created. Until when it will be passed away. And all they which are going to come are within it. But what are going to come were the ones which were before. In Ecclesiastes, the Lord says this. But all this I knew it within the Ark of the Covenant. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 16,
Omubulizi esula ya 16, Omubulizi, nsonyi yokato. Esula ya 8, olunye lwa 16. Bwe nassaayo omutima gwange okumanya amagezi. N'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi. Kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro. Awo ne ndaba omulimu gwonna ogwa Katonda omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba.
Katuwuliriza bwoni.
Now listen like this.
Waliwo agaana okweba kemisana
n'ekiro. The person who rejects sleep there night.
Ng'ayita mu kusaba anoonye Katonda.
And the person who prayer to seek God. But they cannot dare see until they come back in the book of the Lord. The Bible says, Isaiah 34:16, look in the book of the Lord and read.
I'm not ready to read
in the book of the Lord.
No, seeking
to understand. Others have left to sleep there on the mountains. Others are in the thicket, seeking the Lord. In the book, your other places. They don't sleep there night. And not you alone.
Are
in the gadgets watching in the space. But
nothing.
The things of God are far deeper. For they cease from what is today. Which make heaven and earth. And
they
go above the heaven in what was. And they take us to what is going to come.
That
the person cannot search them out and see them. And
except
when the Lord has given you his spirit.
And
you understand the words of the book. They alone can light it to where
you are
going. They show you where it was. Before heaven and earth was. And they tell you what is. After creation of heaven and earth. And they tell you what is going to come. Heaven and earth when they pass away. What will come. And they tell you
not
and what will be happening there. And then we have the real wisdom of God. Now church,
many
seasons we are in other things.
Yes,
Jesus passed Nazareth.
When Nazareth,
you are the Lazarus of today.
Jesus
flock is going to pass you.
And
you are all those things you shout.
Yes,
Jesus, don't pass by me today.
Nazareth,
I am the Nazareth of today.
Are
you a city?
The
word of God is pulled in people's mouth. You think God when he writes Nazareth, he doesn't know where Nazareth is.
When Nazareth,
are you the Nazareth of today? You take away David. Take David aside. Psalms 2. Verse 7. I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me. You are my son. I have begotten you. Now take David aside. Tell the Lord. I will proclaim the command. I am your son. And you have begotten me today. Don't take David away. Go in John chapter 1, verse 9, and 11, and you believe Jesus,
you
a son of God, you don't become it in Psalms 2.
For
you say, oh, believe
me,
you have the right to become sons of God. Don't take David
aside.
You do have your own portion.
Amen.
You are where you have to become a child. Atende wali si Daudi iwe bali bagamu.
It was a different David was speaking.
Bali bogira kumukama
afi. They were speaking of the Lord Jesus.
Muzaburi pili.
Psalms 2.
Verse 7. Kubalu nyonyola Biblia.
For it explains Hebrews.
Esule yesoka.
Hebrews chapter 1.
Onyoro kusata pakuru okuta.
Verse 3 to 5.
Ntiani kuba malaika ku yali aga.
Of whom of the angels
did you say, you
are my son of God.
Hali dombele bile munsi.
When he preached the firstborn
on earth. Amugamba ndiye ayi katonda.
He tells him with the throne of God. He is the one speaking that.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Kati ebintu abiri musanduku ya mateka byewunyisa.
Things in the ark of the covenant are surprising.
Uyinza okuba obadde okisoma mu Bible yonna.
Read it in the entire Bible.
Ogamba bati kyekyo.
You say, what is this?
Sanduku ya mateka yali n'abaana ba
Israel. The covenant, it was with Israel.
Ume kyava mu sanduku ya mateka ati
okutewa. What came from the ark of the covenant is what you're holding here.
Bible.
The Bible. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 17.
Awo nenda omulimu gonna ogwa Katonda omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba kubanga omuntu ne bwategana atya okugukebera naye taligulaba wewaawo nate omugezigezi ne bwalowooza okugumanya nate taliyinza kugulaba.
You cannot.
That's why
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 11 he speaks like this.
Abakolosai esula esoka
1 Corinthians
Abakolinso esula esoka olinyo lomwenda.
First Corinthians chapter
2
from verse 9.
Abakolinso ekisoka esula naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eliiso biritalabangako n'okutu byekutawuliranga.
Owuliriza bulungi.
You hear very well.
Eliiso nga tebiraba.
What the eye has never seen.
Okimanyi nti tulaba ensi.
You know we see this world.
Naye ati tetulabangako kibuga Yerusalemu.
Never seen Jerusalem of heaven.
And
the following creatures
too.
When you read the Bible, you may wonder, what are they?
Even
others never entered their hearts. When we speak of the third heaven,
we
are born again, who argue about that.
And
it's never entered their hearts. Now listen,
we've
gone ahead. There, what are you going to speak about that?
And
your heart. I prepare for them who love me. I don't know whether you see there you love him. Clap your hands, you have heard it. Here we don't speak that. If you feel it is touched, that is required to clap.
It is required
to shout hallelujah. It's on the leading of the Spirit upon you. It's not me here. Shout hallelujah. Clap your hands. No, we don't do that.
Because
chaos, I never said Jerusalem. For we started with the angels in Jerusalem. An angel was there to shout hallelujah himself by the words we've heard. He never came to tell them, you clap for me, hallelujah.
First
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
Eliso, bilitalabangako, no kutu, yukuta uliranga. Nebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala. Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda. Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kito n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. The truth is this, that is spirit.
He gathered
all things in the ark of the covenant, in the book of the law, and
he
sent it to us here on earth. And we are to see them in our levels. According
to
Revelation, we first studied.
When
heaven and earth pass away, we go back in what was.
What's
from your heaven and your earth. There too there is a Jerusalem city.
It's
called the New Jerusalem.
Yet,
even there we have Jerusalem, and it is beautiful. We shall get from glory reaching more glory.
Amen.
Revelation 21 from verse 1.
Nedaba eguru erija nense mpya kubanga eguru eri olubereberye nensi eyolubereberye ngabigenze.
Yes, you have
a Jesus. In the image you see right there, it shows the heavens which is, and it will pass away. When it passes away, you see the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
when our journey of heaven, we have to start those three levels.
Which
came from the book in the Ark of the Covenant. And we began from planet Earth, moving up. We have to get back to above the heaven. When we reach there, we shall study what was, and we study what is going to come. I think
this is
where the journey of heaven is going.
But
some of them, we started them, and after they took me into them, and sometimes we saw, and they took me there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are always in the book of heaven first.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
As you touch the Bible on earth, some of them, I saw that some things are missing in it. Others were grabbed out of it. Others were twisted. Where there is to be the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, many other things like that. Now, can you go in heaven and you say Holy Ghost? I don't know if you
ever say Holy Ghost.
Why have you even dared pass to reach there with such a mind?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yeah.
For God is the God of tongues. And when you speak there, you mean that. You know that a ghost is a spirit or a demonic spirit. That alone causes to be cast out of
them.
How can you bring darkness in God's counsel?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, those words, some of the portion of the Ark of the Covenant, where the book of God is, through which we see what was, what is, and what is going to come. Truly, they tell us these words in Deuteronomy chapter 4. They warn us immediately like this. Deuteronomy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nekakano gwe Isirayiri ulira amateeka n'emisango byembayigiriza okubikolanga mulyoke mube balamu muyingire mulye ensi Mukama Katonda wabajjajjammwe gy'abawa. Temwongeranga ku kigambo kyembalagira so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wamwe byembalagira.
Yes, he was. Praise
Jesus. They refuse us to add on.
No kusala, no
even subtract from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Singo chikola.
If you do that,
manya chendo chumu sanduko ya mateka biyongera kote bili.
No one thing that what you add on is not within it.
Iraba jakuvu na no kusinda kubigambo.
And you'll choose you according to those words.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Iraba yari asinga kubikuru abiri
mubi. Was writing Revelation 22.
Yagamba bwati.
He said this.
Onyole 18.
Revelation 22:18.
Kubikwesira ya 22 n'olunyiri ole 18. Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo by'obunnabbi bw'ekitabo kino nti omuntu yenna bwayongerangako ku byo Katonda alyongerako ku ye ebibonyobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino era omuntu yenna bwajjangamu mu bigambo eby'ekitabo eky'obunnabbi buno Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu ne ku kibuga ekitukuvu ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Yerusalemu of heaven. Even the one going to come.
And they
add on more punishments on you. If you add on this Bible, or you subtract from it, and they tell you, you shouldn't twist or distort it. I'm going to tell you what it's meaning to be distorted. Let's see Isaiah 29, verse 15.
Isaiah 29, verse 15. Ziba sanza abo abakenyo wansi okukweka mukama okuteesa kwabwe n'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi muvuunikira ddala ebintu omubumbi bali mu enkanya ebbumba ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera ku oyo eyakikola nti teyankola.
Praise Jesus.
We turn things upside down. God means something else, and we twist it. That was meaning the other. They are men. They always read Ezekiel 37. The bones in the valley. And they don't want to finish that verse. And they finish saying, that those bones in the valley,
business,
it is your business. It has been in the valley and it's fallen there. Your pocket had gotten dry. Right now, this day, it's been restored afresh. Was he meaning your pocket? After he explains, he says, the bones of the valley, they are the children of Israel. Did he say it's your business? Now, this is the twisting we speak of. Men make an overnight. And they read John 3. And Nicodemus came to the night to Jesus. You say I am the Nicodemus of today.
They
are in an overnight.
Yeah, gamba, yes.
And he told Jesus,
Rabbi.
No one can do this except they came from God. God told him, you cannot enter the kingdom unless you're born again.
Now,
you do this very night, I
say.
In the overnight of mine, I am the
business.
My business is born again. My house is very born again.
Yari
it had gone in and the devil
taken
it. It is born again.
Bagamba business.
Did they speak of a business getting born again? Listen how we twist.
It's
the pastors of the world, apostles claiming to be of Christ, yet they are not. They are prophets. Other gifts called. They are in religions. They
said,
don't have any father on earth. And they put a father who is a priest on the side. And
he
said, this one is in the place of God.
Now
the Spirit came for the sake of who?
Is
the priest who was called sent as an ambassador?
Yes, we are to go.
I'm not leaving us orphans. I've sent the Holy Spirit. Born again, let's get born again totally. You don't know your spiritual father. The father of our souls. How? That fellow person of human being is his father is in heaven. Now he claims to be a spiritual father. Now God told you will be a father of what? Pastors who have stolen the sheep of Christ, restore them back.
And
don't steal us, we are children of the Most High God. We are in 2 Peter, chapter
3,
verse
15. 2
Peter 3, from verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Paulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yawandiika. Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
And
when you spoke this whole scriptures, like we've seen in 2 Peter, always distort them now, you're going to be destroyed.
And
you too is twisted for and you are there hearing. You tell me who you pass with, you shall tell you your character. We shall tell you Amos 3:3.
That
you cannot move together unless you agree. People agree to distort God's word, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Like
we've heard, stop be going or distorting. Don't go into places where they distort God's word, and which is not required of us to do that. The other commands from the Ark of the Covenant or the Book of God which is within it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter
4
verse 6.
Bakolinso ekisooka esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Naye ebyo abooluganda mbigeredde kunze ne Apollo ku lwammwe, mulyoke muyigire ku ffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumisa olw'omu okusinga omulala.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shouldn't speak beyond scriptures. For where they are, all of it you add in, always subtract from it, or what you twist, you will be questioned about them when you reach the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And he warns us in Isaiah
58
saying this.
Isaiah is Suleya Tanumumunana. Ntandikirewo. Isaiah esula eyataano mu omunaana n'olunyi
lw'13.
Bw'onookyusanga ekigere kyo okuva ku ssabbiiti obutakolanga byoyagala ggwe ku lunaku lwange olutukuvu, ssabbiiti n'ogiyita essanyu, olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa, n'ogissangamu ekitiibwa nga tokwata makubo go ggwe so nga tonoonya byoyagala ggwe era nga toyogera bigambo byo ggwe.
Your heart clear. Don't seek what you want yourself. And you don't speak what you want. That's why he sends us a rhythm like this. Isaiah 28 from verse 9.
This
is how he wants his book to be moving. All of you read within it. Who is going to be preaching, to teach, who is going to be passing prophecies, you are an apostle, in every spiritual gift, to remain on the track in this book with the Ark of the Covenant, where we find the New and Old Testament.
You
shouldn't go beyond the rhythm. If you pass, you go beyond it. That is judgment.
Isaiah 28 from verse 9. Ani gwaliyigiriza okumanya era ani gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa, abo abaleseeyo okuyonka era abavudde ku mabeere? Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono.
Yes,
katonda
okuyigiriza okutuuka mu
kutegeeza
olinakwata ebiragiro bibiri oba bina.
If he never commanded something in the Bible, or you see one verse, try to search it out with other commands. Let me give you an example. When you read Leviticus 11,
there
is a command saying you eat these animals, these ones will not eat of them. When we follow the other commands, they command us to eat again. And they give us reasons. Why? Did this tell them not to eat them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For when they were coming from Egypt, in Exodus 8, those things in Egypt, they were not eating them.
And Moses
tells Pharaoh, when you sacrifice the detestables in your country, your people will they stone us. When Israel was coming from Egypt, they came up with the mindset of those detestables of Egypt.
When they reach the well, and they tell God, we cannot eat those detestable things.
The
Lord came to them, Leviticus 11, because they are detestable unto you. Don't eat it. Not unto God, unto them. For when God was creating things in Genesis,
he
saw all things were good. Genesis chapter 1,
from
30 to 31,
he
saw all he had made were good. He did not create the pig.
Oh,
he never created those animals. He only created the ones which are not clean. That way they came from Egypt with it. He told them they are the testable to you.
For
in Genesis 9, he told Noah, everything with breath, let it be for eating for you. The pig was in the ark of Noah. What is surprising? Why did God reserve the detestable animal? That's why Noah came from the ark. Everything with life, it eats. Ahead as the journey
moves,
we get Abraham, Genesis 11. We go ahead. Then we get Isaac. We get Jacob.
Azara Yusuf.
He baptized Joseph. He takes Israel to Egypt. After they have sold
him,
that's where they got his testicles from there. Exodus 8.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we shall offer the testicles, when they stone us, go to the desert, offer to God whatever we need.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The testicles become from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why Romans
14
has known clear in the
hour
of Lord Jesus. Nothing detestable in
this nature.
But whom we think it, so it's detestable. Not in its nature, but the one who thinks of it. Like you wake up that your totem is of that calf.
Me,
I remain eating it. When you totem is that lion, or you begin to claim a sheep is a totem, it is detestable to you. Even God told them that.
Well,
correct concerning eating
that.
But we shall study the good laws and the bad laws. There are laws and they are in the Bible. But when you reach the ark of the covenant, they are not there. You're going to see the problem. And they are not in the ark.
God
said he gave it to them because of hardness of their hearts. And he saw this in the ark. They are surprising what I saw there. And in the Bible we have this
rule,
but in the ark of the covenant, even Jesus canceled them even in this Bible. Let me give an example. Deuteronomy 24, Moses accepts writing a letter to chase your wife for any reason which comes your way. Jesus was asked in Matthew 19, he said, I've canceled that. Moses gave it you for hardening of the hearts, but from the beginning we don't have it. God in the beginning created man and woman, and he joined them. And what God has joined shouldn't separate it, except only adultery. But we have it in the ark of the covenant. It's not there in heaven. When you follow it here, woe unto you. That's why God is what commands by command. Let be three or four commands. Scripture by scripture. Don't read one verse. Let there be two or four and above. When you Deuteronomy 28, verse 3 says, you will be blessed in the city and the countryside. But where does the blessing come from? The verses you've left, the two above, are the ones
you
diligently hearken on the voice of God, your God, hold on his laws, commandments, and judgments. You will be the head and not the tail. All these blessings will follow you. And the third one says, you will be blessed in the city. sitting there and in a village. Now you get out one.
But
when you reach verse 15, it says, now it will come to pass,
if you will
diligently hearken to the voice of your God,
and
call on his laws, judgments, and commandments, you will be the tail and not the head. All these curses will follow you.
You will
be cast in the city and in the village.
Now you
put out one
person,
and God again loves one's first.
The
pastor says, read me that verse. You heard it, the blessing of the city. You
will
be blessed in the city and in the country.
We
are going to ask for a blessing. Whether you hear the voice or not, whether you follow the laws or not, you get out the verse. Now he's capturing them, he has them.
Full knowledge of God.
Full knowledge of God.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
the secret of the Ark of the Covenant and its life
in
Jerusalem, seat of heaven, as it is in Jerusalem of earth, its image of
yes,
what is in heaven. Praise Jesus. They told you the two commands, three or four and above, it will come to pass. As where a witness of two or three appear, let it be established and issued. That's how it speaks all its words. Bible appears like that. If you have no witness of two or three,
it's
not waste your time to prove something. Go to Matthew. Go to Galatians. Truth, for that's how the Bible is in the Ark of the Covenant. It was prepared very well. What you add in is judgment.
Isaiah 28:13.
He tells you this.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kikiriba kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bateegebwe, bakwatibwe.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Mukama ebintu bino yabipakinga bwatu bwe nali mbisoma.
God packed them like that and started them in the journey of heaven.
Era nga bw'oba owuliranga birumiriza nnyo.
And when you feel that they are capturing you all the time,
or
pastor, or apostle, whoever, know that the word of God came scripture by scripture.
It
came out from the Ark of the Covenant, is in the world.
We
saw him in Zachariah come flying in a scroll.
There
is the living book coming in the world. He came scripture by scripture, command by command.
Here,
to capture whoever is hidden within the Bible,
the
book trying to look alike, I hear Quran and all the rest, books without wisdom at all. I want them to speak of what was, and to speak of what is, and they will speak of what is going to come. Then we shall prove the life of that book.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We have things to fight with God. Angels to fulfill their work, God, they have arrived in the name of Jesus.
They
have said they're going to be captured. Whoever is hiding in the book, they will be snared. It involves the breaking. If
you're
you may feel broken in heart. Why have I been deceiving people?
It's a battle,
and he fights with them, but they have to put you down.
You see that people still
arguing about it.
Naye ensi egenda bavira mu olutalo
lwa kizibu. Battling is going to arise from the world as their problem.
Ensi yenyini gye balimbi.
The world they have deceived.
Mwe muli abeetegefu osisinkana Katonda.
There are people who are ready to meet God. They are going to arise a war.
Lwaki mubadde mutulimba?
Why have you been deceiving us? When God gave me this
door,
when church never supports
you,
I will raise up stones from the world. People outside the world, lest they
will enter into the gospel.
Yet is waiting when they get saved to feel and hear them. Don't you think the Peters who got what I've got to say that days of John? He reserved them. When they saw the Lord and they'll get saved.
Amen.
And they lived their houses and their businesses.
We're
in tax, we didn't expect to get saved.
Zacchaeus
the short man.
You
don't expect him to get saved.
He's
leading the KCCA of those ends.
He gets
saved and he pays back
times.
He's not saved. They are outside in the world, he's reserved to them.
There are
even some in the churches who are poor and his people. When they will hear,
sweet,
they will run away.
Amen.
Pastor, why
have you been putting all this to us?
Father,
you priest,
the
things of deceiving us.
What are you
going to do? Is the person going to get saved from the shrine and burn it down? And you say, you demons, you don't familiarize me anymore. All this long, I thought I would speak with your pastors. Angels have been deceiving him as their forefathers. You
will
run from the shrine.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tell about Uganda.
Now, brethren, some of what concerns the Ark of the Covenant, it's come from scripture by scripture, command by command. Here, a little, there, a little. That's how you are put within me. As we are studying up there. That's why I cannot make a paper for you that we are going to follow it.
Like,
they who have never been told by God.
When you're
talking about it, you write the words within you that you mean. When you reach it, just speak them out. You're not even minister of God. When you have the Holy Spirit, you don't get in a room to search out scriptures and you're seeking for the gospel. The entire Bible is the gospel. The gospel was given to you, now you're seeking for it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's go to Jeremiah. As we wind up, the commands given the book of the Lord in the Ark.
Jeremiah
23.
Jeremiah 23 verse 34 omugugu gwa Mukama ndibonereza omuntu oyo n'ennyumba ye.
Kakati bwetuba ntubeeri
after we get a
Mukama
atutisa put a pardon of ministry upon us.
Tunoonyanjiri
I'm seeking for the gospel and fasting for that.
Enjiri yonna yagiwani.
All the gospel is really down here.
Omulimbalimbambu omugugu okumenya
ogw'okugenda. You see that the pardon of ministry is breaking you.
Mukama atutisa
God has put a pardon on us.
And I
begin a ministry here. These are the parties we've carried. How much have you fasted that we build here?
Is it called anyone
to fast for it? Is it not moving on? Serving God is not a burden.
Amen.
We
serve together with him. I've not seen a burden upon me.
Some of
you will ask how the things happen.
I've
told you one thing, I serve with the Lord. I do my part, he does his part.
Amen.
God be to hold on him, I cannot do that. And you hold on him possibly. I need you, Lord.
Possibly.
Let me first to prove I love you. I need you. Me, I live sin and he knows I love him. For he hates sin.
Amen.
He is to behold him. Lord, let me sleep on the floor today. And you know that I love you. He is to hold on me. I will never hold on God. He is the Father.
Amen.
I have to discover that and beg with floor. When I now a son, I am a son who does what the father wants. And the father too pays for me.
He gives
me tuition. Even the wealth he reserves for me aside before I even exist. What do people do children? They prepare inheritance for them. And even give them daily food. I rejoice the Lord for I feel peace within him. Slept on a tree to seek the Lord. And I've never felt that there's a burden within him. You serve what God was a burden. He says, don't use those things against a burden of the Lord.
Jeremiah 23:35. Bwe muti bwe muligamba buli muntu munne na buli muntu muganda we nti Mukama azzeemu ki era nti Mukama ayogedde ki n'omugugu kwa Mukama temukyagwatula nate kubanga buli muntu ekigambo kye kyekiriba omugugu gwe
gwe byogenda okwongeramubigenda kuleetera obuzibu bw'oba yakatozula ekyamuberezanjakatonda
nebyasinyola
nga bakyogera bwe kibeera okugyako okugatta ennyiriri
okutegeeraolikolabwotolisanga
mugugu
mukuweerezakuba
baalina otutuukiriza bigambo bwe
byayogera
bw'oli binyoola buli bw'onyoola kuvuuka
mugugugwobuliwoyongeramu mugugugwo
era bw'alimala okukusalira omusango
asinzira
kuebyo byewayongeranga
n'ebyo
byennyini by'otoolamu
n'ebyonyoola
tuli mu Yeremiya
23:36
kubanga mwanyoola ebigambo bya Katonda omulamu ebya Mukama w'eggye Katonda waffe bw'oti bw'oba ogamba nnabbi nti Mukama azzeemu ki era nti Mukama ayogedde ki naye bwe mulyogera nti omugugu gwa Mukama Mukama kyava ayogera bw'ati nti kubanga mwogera ekigambo ekyo nti omugugu gwa Mukama
obuweereza mukitowa nkusabira abaweereza egyo mizimu nze emizimu gye manyi gitula ku mutwe nga
gizitonekikusaba
embuzi n'embuzi
n'ente
n'owulyanga nawe
okuwoyeakugamba
ebintu ebyo muddamu byogera
omugugu
gwa Mukama
katonda
talina mugugu
gwakati
akutike nga ate yowamaani
tuli mu Yeremiya 23:38 nange mbatumidde nga njogera nti
era okujjaku ebigambo bino atumira abeefuula abaweereza be mu nsi
yonnaayogera
bw'atiyeremiya 38 nange mbatumidde nga njogera nti temwogeranga nti omugugu gwa Mukama kale laba ndibeerabirira ddala era ndibasuula n'ekibuga era ndibasuula n'ekibuga kye nabawa mmwe ne bajjajjammwe okuviira ddala wendi, era ndibaleetako ekivume ekitaliggwaawo n'ensonyi ezitalivaawo ezitalyerabirwa.
Abalemedde ku kino
ensanduko
y'amateeka yasembayo eŋŋamba kino
ebikwatagana
n'ebyo ebyaliwo,
ebiri
waggulu w'eggulu, ebiriwo, obujjuvu bw'eggulu
n'ebigenda okujja,
ebiri waggulu w'eggulu.
Tibuli
eyabyongeramu, kino kye kizibu
ekizze.
Isaiya 28,
14-25.
Wuliriza.
Listen.
Wano we tusembayo n'ebikwatagana ne paati.
Here we are last covering concerning this part.
Paati eddako tugenda kuba tujja.
Naki
kye bayita ekiragiro.
With what is called a command.
Eteeka kye ki?
What is the law?
Omusango kye ki?
What is judgment?
Byawukana oba bibiri?
Are they different or are they the same?
Amateeka amafuna agatalimu.
The wrong and right laws.
Oyagala gaawula otya?
How do you want to separate them?
Byemu ku bijjo bitujja okulaba.
What is going to be covered next?
Katusooke tumalirize kino. Bwe yatumira.
When he is sent for us, he said, this is what is going to pass through day and night. Isaiah 28:14.
Kale, mulire ekigambo kya Mukama, mwe abanyooma, abafuga abantu bano abali mu Yerusaalemi. Nti kubanga mwogedde nti tulaganye endagaano n'okufa.
Abamu beerimbye.
Basseeri
mu nnyanja.
They have gone under the sea.
Ne basingana Jezebeli.
And they met Jezebel.
Abalimba mbu yatta abantu era bakoze naye endagaano.
That she killed people and they made covenant with her.
Mbu ne kufa bakoze naye endagaano ne magombe.
And
tebamumanyi na kuwa.
They don't know even if they have made a covenant with him here.
Kuba kufa malaika wuli wali abira mu ndogo ya jimu.
An angel the yellow horse there.
Ne magombe yoli.
Even hell is the one.
Tebamulaba nga
nako. They have never seen him.
Sitani abalimbye kubwera tebalifa.
That they will never die.
Bwagenda kubawa ebitiibwa.
That he's going to give them honors.
Awo bukuru.
You give them titles.
Naba wamanyaga gechizikira kibatambula
na. Give them powers of darkness they move with.
Na haba gambi bagenda kizura ku mulundi.
They're going to discover this. Nakufa
tebakola ngako na yenda ga.
Never made a covenant with death.
Era tebakola ngako na magombe ndaga.
Never worked a covenant with hell.
Kubanga kufa mu manyi.
For death you know him.
Mukubikuru esule yo muka.
Revelation 6.
Unyoro musa unoro muna.
Verse 7 and 8.
Nenda batudde ku ndogo yeye.
And he saw the one on the yellow horse.
Ngaitibwa kufa.
It is called death.
Nemagombe nga
muvake mabega. Two following him behind.
Ani yakole ndagano ne kufa.
A covenant with them.
Ani amumanyi.
Who knows them?
Ani abadamanyi kufa.
Who has been knowing them?
Linda nga tusome ebibinja bya bamalayi.
Wait when you start the groups of angels.
Ujio kumanyira
ndani. That's when you will know who is there.
Era tokola naye ndagano
bwo. You can never make a covenant with him like that.
Bamukubye biro bije naye asigala nono emyoyo.
He did many seasons but remains coming for spirits.
Magomba asigala akisibayo
still imprisons them.
Ati bwe mukola naye endagaano
era wali make a covenant with.
Mumanyira n'okumanya.
Will you keep it family alive?
Mukole endagaano ne Katonda omulamu mulyoke mutuwone.
First make a covenant with the living God. Then connect with them.
Kole endagaano yingire mu musayi gwa Yesu kunaze
kejibi. Make a covenant in the blood of Jesus.
Owone kufa.
To wash sins and
kubanga embeera y'okufa
y'okibi. Of sin.
Ye kufa oyo gwola bwe olina okumusisinkana.
You have to meet him.
Whether
you want it or not,
if you
have been hearing it,
that
the weight of sin is
there, you are going to know
who is death. He is an angel. It is not a word that you have died
falling.
You have
met
who is called death. And what behind him is hell. This they deceive that they are escorting you.
Tuli mu Isaiah esula ya 28 n'olunyiriro 15.
Isaiah 28:15.
Nti kubanga mwogedde nti tulaganye endagaano n'okufa era tutabaganye n'amagombe, ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala bwe kiriyitamu tekiritutuukako.
Bagamba nti bino birina abatuukirako
ekisi will reach them.
Kino kibonyobonyo kyanjala buli
kintukiekigambo
kya Mukama kiragiro ku
kiragiro. The word of God has come command by command.
Ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala.
The overwhelming score.
Ekitabo kya Mukama ava mu ssanduuko y'amateeka.
The book of the Lord from the ark of the covenant.
Bw'amala okujja lunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
When it comes scripture by scripture.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Wano kano wali katonda. Aba yanjala buli kimu mu kirabo.
He's exposing everything that he may see.
Ani mutuufu n'atali
mutuufu. Who is the right, who is not the right.
Ani awiriza katonda
n'atamuwiri. Who never serves him.
Bali bamanyi bekwese.
They thought they had hidden themselves.
Bali bamanyi oli yekufa gwe bakoze naye.
And they thought they had made a covenant with death. deception is going to see what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 28:15.
People
deceive when they know.
Don't
think they are the false pastors and apostles. All of them don't know they are deceiving. They call you dogs when they know that is a typical dog. And
he's
even giving you vomit of words which have no wisdom in them. They are hidden falsehood. You know what they did? They first made church followers from the religions. If you don't know whether they have deceived you or not,
their
followers has to even scriptures they understand. Even if they deceive them, no more understand. We already wiped understanding out of them. Even when you deceive, no one will understand. When you deceive, tell them to say amen.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. If you deceive you, it makes you to shout hallelujah, which is not.
The
act of the covenant has come. It is going to expose everything laid bare.
Atuli mu Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri tuli ku 15.
Isaiah 28:15.
Kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe.
These men are very great robbers and thieves. Now there is one man. He spent a little long time. All the years he spent, he's still having woods and iron. Listen, thief. The money has gathered all those days. We have spent 5 months. If we spend 2 years, where shall we be? These are robbers.
They
drive cars and all of you are poor. They steal the tithe and all the offerings. Even though they are the right ones, but they too pervert for those are the fathers of the others.
Atuli mu Isaiah esura ya 28 n'olunyiriri tuli ku 10:16. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera nti laba, nteeka mu Sayuni ejjinja okuba omusingi, ejjinja eryakemebwa, ejjinja ery'oku nsonda ery'omwendo omungi, erinywezebwa ennyo wansi, akkiriza talyanguyiriza.
Ono ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera.
Kaakati buli kyabadde bakola, abantu kwebagenda
opimirapimira
ddala okusinza ku byawandiikibwa.
Pastor, so are you still right?
I have
measured you. There is nothing like sanity within you.
You
don't remember when they told Darius?
Tugenzo kuwe wawe
measured you, and there is nothing like wisdom in you.
He
has brought all you here.
The measuring
rod is measuring who serves God and who never serves Him.
I
think He's brought a problem to them.
There
comes here after
here,
and they go sit in the
service
and like that. He sees the measuring rod immediately.
Tulimo Isaiah 28. Era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera, n'obutuukirivu okuba omugwa ogutereeza.
And says, whoever will eat meat and
matoke,
you stand here with 1,000,000 shillings. Whoever will eat chicken and rice, 3 million stand on this side. The mother, has it ever done it to you, such a thing? Church does what to us? They have said, righteousness is aligning things, you distorted things.
How do you
deceive
the church of Christ to build it for him?
How? Yet,
he's
on
our hearts knocking to enter. And he's going to come back for us. And you make us build buildings.
That's
the house of the Lord.
Oh,
this is our gathering place as a church. But this measuring line is going to pass through.
It's
going to begin from the television. We are going to put our television
there
in the shortest time. And we begin messages. God gave us wisdom. There are people going to get us live from
Facebook,
here. Facebook, all the mediums. We are sending fresh mediums. Now the measuring line will pass through and you hear.
Tulimu Isaiah Esula Yabili Mumanana Nolin Yokuna Sam.
Isaiah 28, verse 17.
No Mzilaguri Edida Dada. Ekiddukiro ky'obulimba
buli
kimu abantu bakirabe
n'amazzi gali anjala ku kifo ekyokwekwekamu n'endagaano gye mwalagaana n'okufa
erijjulukuka.
If you go in a place and you speak of death, you call what?
Ufa.
Death?
Ufa marindo za istan.
I call death
the death.
And it's about to come for you.
What do you name?
It's even hell following
you. What do you name? Pastor,
I thought I made a covenant with them. Who are they? And who is that?
So n'okutabagana kwammwe kwe mwatabagana n'amagombe tekulinywera. Ekibonyobonyo ekiryanjala bwe kiriyitamu ne kiryoka kibalinnyirira wansi.
Kati kulinnyirira tokiyitamu era bwuwulira njiringa eringanga eteeka abantu
as if it puts all people down.
Tewewuunya.
Don't be surprised.
No kulinnyirira.
We have to trample all them down.
Imagine how balinnyirira
ekigambo. They also trample the word of God.
Kati nacho kijja
kibasawa wansi. Now it's also coming putting all of them down.
Kulinnyirira.
To trample them down.
Emirimu gyabwe gyonna wansi.
All their works to be stepped down.
Okuvira namwaga amadiini gonna agajjaga tulima.
All the religions which kept deceiving us.
Nawe obulokozi buno.
Even the salvation.
Wayingiramu oba wabuyingizamu ekikyamu
kyonna. Within it you brought in wrong thing.
Banya bagenda kulinnyirira.
No, they are going to, you are going to be stepped down.
Tuli mu Isaiah esura ya 28 n'olunyirirwa 19.
Isaiah 28 verse 19.
Buli lwe kinaayitangamu kinaabakwatanga.
Every time we study,
bambi babeera balina bye bakwata.
They are capturing some people out there.
Bwe tusoma enkozi ya Satan,
when we study the schemes of the devil,
baba
they are capturing them.
Bwe tusoma olugendo
lwe, when we study the journey of heaven, it is more worse.
Bwe tusoma obufumbo,
when we study marriage, it's a capturing.
Basumba baba tugamba tulaye ne mukufa.
Told us to swear even in death. That death will separate us. How can it separate us when Jesus wants us in heaven? Words of darkness, not knowledge and understanding. How can you tell your spouse
and
you tell
them,
death will separate us?
And
Jesus says, who never gathers with him is his enemy. He gathers us in heaven, Jerusalem.
You
tell your spouse, death will separate
you.
One of you go to hell and another in heaven. Now you are in home.
A man
stands right, another refuses. For you swore. You have to separate yourself. You see another is going to born against so much, another is not on it. Those things we should not confess and make swearings of them. Remember, we have an occasion in the shortest time.
Tuli mu Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olunyirirwa 19.
Isaiah 28 verse 19.
Buli lwe kinaayitangamu kinaabakwatanga. Buli Buli lukya kinaayitangamu emisana n'ekiro.
Ogenda mukama yatuwadde settings ziri
past the setting.
Misana n'akiro njiri.
Day and night the gospel passed through.
Wabula lwe yitamu.
But it will pass through it's a war.
This
one, a Paul has got to pour in this world. And it's of the word of God. And it's on the mouth of people. We heard it.
Those
have been thieves all along.
Isaiah
28:19.
Before
to understand. That is how it's
business.
Hey, Pastor, what have you been telling us all along? Understand what is being preached. It's going to be a terror in the world. That's why they don't accept people to understand. Whoever don't understand, they're going to tell them why they have been deceiving them. I put some are going to be beaten.
Their
synagogues to be broken down.
Their
religions to get destroyed in the world. They will never be hurt again in the world. May God bless you.
Thank you.